The Israeli agriculture minister has called on the regime to annex more than 50% of the occupied West Bank and remove Palestinians from the territory. Uri Ariel also said the world should forget about establishing a Palestinian state. Four people have been killed and several others wounded in a shooting spree near Israel's Ministry of Military Affairs and the main army headquarters in Tel Aviv. Israeli authorities say two gunmen were arrested and one was shot. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government have advanced on the outskirts of the city of Sirte in their fight against Daesh terrorists. Government forces say they have retaken the control of a military camp. They also managed to liberate several areas in the Daesh-held region. The United Nations says despite ISIL's recent military defeats in Iraq and Syria, its threat remains high and continues to diversify. UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman said the terror group hasn't become weaker strategically or irreversibly. Feltman added that a significant number of foreign terrorists keep joining the group. Recently leaked documents show the UK police are training Saudi officers in skills that could be used in torture and abuse. British charity Reprieve, which obtained the documents, has called the program scandalous. Saudi Arabia is consistently accused of violating human rights. 20 prominent human rights groups have urged the United Nations to put Saudi Arabia and its allies back on a UN blacklist. The UN removed the Arab Kingdom and its allies in the war on Yemen from its annual blacklist of child rights violators after threats by Riyadh to cut off funding. Families and campaigners for British soldiers who died during the Iraq War have called for the prosecution of former Prime Minister Tony Blair. They say Blair should be held accountable for running the country into the war. Documents show he supported the war a year before the invasion even started. And fresh scuffles have broken out between French police and protesters in the capital Paris over the controversial government-proposed labor reforms. The protesters threw stones and eggs at police officers. They say the government wants to make it easier and less costly for employers to lay off workers.